Welcome to Follow Your Courageous Heart, 7 Steps to Move Beyond Fear and Courageously Live the Life of Your Dreams, Part 2 of a 3-part series. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Davina Katulski, and I want to thank you for listening to this MP3 recording on Following Your Courageous Heart, where I'm going to share with you the 7 steps to move beyond fear and courageously live the life of your dreams. This series is an invitation to be your own hero, to stop playing small and start living the life of your dreams. Screenwriter and author Nora Ephron said, "Above all else, be the heroine of your life, not the victim." There are 7 steps to following your courageous heart and living the life of your dreams, and I'm going to share those with you now. In part 1, we talked about the definition of courage, and I shared my own personal story with you of how I followed my courageous heart. You may recall that the first step is to listen to the call of your heart. In order to listen to the call of your heart, you need to be able to discern that you are actually listening to your heart and tapping into its wisdom. You have to be able to separate out the call of your heart from the call of other people's expectations for you. You also need to know that if it's your heart calling or your head driving you. If you're a workaholic or a type A person like I was, it can be hard to tell which is which. It can also be hard to tell what your heart is actually saying. Sometimes we can become so out of touch with our authentic desires that we can't even hear our own heart. Other times we begin to hear our heart, but we become paralyzed with fear and self-doubt, and so we shut down. The self-talk and the voices of our gremlins, those horrible mean creatures that tell us we're not good enough or who do we think we are, etc., they try to start running the show and they stop us dead in our tracks. A gremlin sounds kind of cute, doesn't it? But don't be fooled. These dastardly creatures can truly undermine us. They try to lead us into some dark places in our minds to destroy our ability to create a life of freedom and joy. And left to their own devices, our mental gremlins can cause us to go back to a life of mediocrity and unhappiness. They can keep us playing small, unable to make changes in our lives for fear that we'll look selfish, stupid, or screw up. Some people's gremlins are so powerful that they can keep them in shitty jobs, abusive relationships, engaging in addictive behavior, and constantly under the influence of self-loathing. Gremlins suck, and you need to know how to deal with the gremlins. You need to be prepared when they show up. That's why if you want to follow your heart and live a life of your dreams, you've got to take step number 2. Step number 2 is preparing to answer the call of your heart. You want to listen to the call of your heart, but you don't want to be a fool and blindly walk off a cliff like the guy in the tarot card. Sure, sometimes leaping is the action you're going to want to take, but you want to leap intentionally and with your eyes open. And even if you are leaping and trusting that the net will appear, you still have to prepare to leap and know how to be with the free fall and create the feeling of certainty that the net will appear so you don't panic and freak out. And all of that requires preparation. Also, leaping isn't the best choice for everyone. If you haven't built the emotional and psychological muscles to be with transition and the free fall that comes with releasing one thing as you work towards the other, you will overwhelm and scare yourself and leave yourself worse off than if you'd never tried to leap in the first place. It's kind of like those folks who do triathlons and come to the swimming portion. Even if you're a really good swimmer, if you haven't practiced and prepared for leaving the shore and swimming in open water, you're going to be a mess. Triathletes train with smaller swims in the open water and with coaches in boats who can guide them and coach them through the process so they don't panic and drown or give up completely. And this is exactly what it's like when you're preparing to follow your heart. You need the support of someone who knows how the process unfolds and how to coach you through the open water of change and transition so that you can actually move beyond the fear and create and achieve the life you want to design for yourself. This is what I've been doing with my clients to get them through their fears and doubts and prepare them so they get what they're going for. Which takes us to step number 3, loving with your whole heart. If you want to follow your heart and have the courage to live the life of your dreams, you have to love with your whole heart and become wholehearted. You can't stay brokenhearted. Loving with your whole heart is about psychologically clearing out beliefs about yourself and others that keep you from accepting yourself, believing in yourself, and making peace with the people in your life. If you want to live the life of your dreams, you want all of yourself to be in alignment. You want your energy focused on moving forward, not being drained off by resentments against other people, and not leaking out in droplets of self-hate or feeling less than. Loving with your whole heart means engaging in positive and focused appreciation of who you are, free from resentment or victimhood, and tapped into your heart and the flow of life. Even if you can do this a little bit more than you have been, it will change your life. So this step is about clearing out the belief system, also known as BS, and cleaning up the disappointments of the past so you can truly have a joyful present and a compelling future. It's about letting go of all your baggage so you can move forward baggage-free or lighter by far than you've ever been. I love this step. Once you've learned to listen to your heart, and once you've made preparations and connected with your whole heart, you're now ready to follow your heart, which is step number 4. Follow your heart. Following your heart involves getting really clear on the steps you want to take and having a well-created plan and then taking those action steps. I love this step because this is where we begin to move forward on our heart's desires. We create the map and then we take specific intentional actions to get where we want to go. The 5th step is not losing heart. In this step, your focus is on keeping the faith and staying focused on your goals. It's about keeping your mind in the game and your thoughts positive as you move forward and deal with any obstacles that show up on your path, because they will. Remember, obstacles are opportunities if we have the support and skill to meet those opportunities and flow with them rather than becoming obstructed or blocked. Things happen on journeys. We can be well prepared, however, the map is not the territory. It's important to have resources and support to get through this process and stay strong and keep moving with the flow of life instead of retreating and giving up. The same is true for step number 6, moving through heartbreak. There are 3 phases of transition we address in my program, and we also focus on how to deal with the 5 stages of grief and loss. A lot of people don't realize that when you make a change in life, things change. And even when we choose the change, we may experience sadness from the loss. For example, you leave one job for a better one in a new city. You're still going to feel the loss of leaving behind coworkers, your former sense of home, the loss of the cool places you hung out at, and the great friends you hung out with. If you want to live the life of your dreams, you need to know how to deal with the sadness and loss that can accompany change. Additionally, sometimes people we love, friends, family members, even spouses, may not like the changes we're making. Sometimes we or they realize that we're no longer a good fit, and we need to release relationships or at least ways of relating. And this can throw people into a tailspin and cause some people to give up and go back to the old way, or, you know, can cause people to become paralyzed with fear and unable to move forward at all because they're so afraid of this loss. If you want to live the life of your dreams, you have to know how to move through heartbreak to the other side where the life of your dreams is waiting for you. I know for some people, just hearing that might make you doubt your desire to take the journey of the courageous heart. Certainly no one likes going through pain or uncertainty, but just like the child that's being born or the mother who's giving birth, that change, that new life can bring incredible joy beyond one's wildest imagination, making that time of temporary discomfort absolutely worth it. So just like giving birth, it's important to have support to midwife you through the birth process of your new life, and that's what my 90-day Journey of the Courageous Heart program provides. The 7th step is about keeping your heart open. If you want to live the life of your dreams, you've got to keep your heart open. You've got to keep doing the things that keep you connected to your heart's wisdom, to a tribe of other people who are choosing to be courageous and living lives from their hearts and addressing the things that show up and make you want to shut down. I'm seeing this a lot post-election. There's a lot of people who are living very open-hearted lives, feeling optimistic and creative. However, after the election, they just fell apart. They became sad and frightened, which has led them to begin shutting down their hearts and trying to protect themselves. The fear and self-protection and anger is shutting their hearts down to life, which is causing their creativity to shut down too, and they can't move forward. When we shut down our hearts from disappointment, fear, or anger, we stop operating from our higher selves, and we start feeling compelled to take action from a place of fear or anger. Taking action from a place of fear or anger without engaging our heart in higher wisdom is called reacting. We don't make good long-term decisions when we are motivated by fear and anger. Our fear and anger are part of our survival mechanisms, fear slash flight or anger slash fight. Good fear can get us to run or get out of the way of a car or protect ourselves from an attacker, but taking action from an amorphous threat is counterproductive. That kind of fear keeps us stuck and engaging in unhealthy behaviors. The same is true of anger. Anger, when constructively directed from the heart and higher wisdom, can lead to taking positive action, making changes, empowering ourselves and others. However, anger without heart is rage and reaction, and it's destructive. We must approach our lives with open hearts and higher wisdom, not from routine, numbness, or reaction and rage. Keeping your heart open allows you to be proactive, calm, and measured, and guided from a higher place of wisdom, not from lizard brain. Keeping your heart open allows you to see solutions that cannot be seen when you're consumed by adrenaline or anger. And this is what Einstein meant when he said, "No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it." What stops you from following your heart? In part 3, I'm going to share with you some exercises that will help you tap into your courage and your heart's desires and be your own hero. In the meantime, if you'd like to schedule a consultation with me or find out more about how to work with me, you can go to www.followyourcourageousheart.com. I'll see you next time.